She sold 10 million books, was awarded the Pulitzer Prize, and is widely regarded as one of America's greatest living writers. Yet Anne Tyler has done it all with remarkably little fuss or fanfare.
It helps to live in Baltimore, where nobody thinks I'm a star. Most people don't even know I'm a writer, so I'm isolated from the literary world.
Yet in a career spanning 50 years, she's written 20 novels. And in all of them, her great theme has been family. And that was the starting point for her latest book, A Spool of Blue Thread.
I wanted to write a very long family saga this time around, which I planned never to finish. And I would just die one day, and whatever generation I had gotten back to, they'd say, okay, that's the end, and they'd publish the book after I died.
And is this where the confusion has arisen as to whether A Spool of Blue Thread is your last book?
Yes, it seems that I've been declared prematurely retired, but I don't plan to stop writing.
Although A Spool of Blue Thread is not quite the sprawling saga Anne Tyler had envisaged, it does stretch back and forth across 8 decades, telling the tale of one family living in Baltimore.
Hello!
He was silent for a moment, and then he replaced the receiver. What? Abby asked him.
Says he's gay.
What?
Said he needed to tell me something. He's gay.
And you hung up on him?
No, Abby. He hung up on me.
What do you say to people who say that you essentially write the same book?
Oh, I say yes, I probably do. I tell myself that I can't write any more books about family ever. I've done it to death. And then I think, but that's the most interesting thing.
I just wonder whether you have ever harbored any ambitions to write a completely different kind of book.
Well, I am tremendously interested in time travel. So I always think, well, maybe someday I could be a science fiction writer and write about a time machine.
Hanya Yanagihara is the other American writer on the shortlist, now getting used to life in the spotlight.
Hi, this is so many people. You know, I feel like Donald Trump.
She's appearing at events to promote her novel, A Little Life. It's about 4 male friends living in New York and the dark secrets of child abuse and self-harm in the life of one of them called Jude.
He felt sometimes as if his months with Caleb were a pack of hyenas. Every day they chased him, and every day he spent all his energy running from them, trying to escape being devoured by their snapping, foaming jaws. All the things that had helped in the past, the concentrating, the cutting, weren't helping now.
Hanya Yanagihara certainly makes her characters suffer. There's also drink, drugs, rape, and amputation. Do you accept that the book is grim?
I think that the book is not cheerful, but I hope it doesn't feel like a piling on of miseries for the sake of misery.
But you do pile misery upon misery.
I do, because it's a compression of life, and life is miseries. I think there's a lot of joy in this book as well. But it's a sad life, in the case of the main character, Jude, that's been sort of intensified. You know, when you boil down wine and you're left with that sort of sticky substance, I hope that it feels as powerful and as potent as that.
The book, though, is anything but distilled. It's 720 pages. Hanya Yanagihara is a journalist at the New York Times, and she wrote A Little Life in what she says was a bit of a frenzy when she got home from work. And even now, she can't leave it alone.
I find myself still writing scenes for it or still thinking about the characters far more than I want to be and far more than is probably helpful or even healthy at this point. I've become resigned to the fact that I'm just going to have to wait until it leaves me, and I don't know how long that's going to take.